songs you want to hear. Who does see when I tell you? Even though you might be sick, out of every even sickness or any adversity that you run into, always a good thing comes. Serum. Always. And I'm not being Pollyanna. It was 2 years ago in January, and I don't know what I was doing. I was doing something. I went like this or something, and all of a sudden I noticed my right eye. I was blind. I
thought, you lose your person spot.
Because I'm not never psychic about myself.
Oh, you're there.
You lose your purse, it's gone.
Hold on, let me switch to the holder.
You lose your purse, it's gone.
I can never walk up to anybody and say, how you doing? You know what they say, you ought to know.
You ought to know. Yeah. Where's my purse? Tap, tap.
MRIs.
So,
I
called up.
I'm monitoring.
Sylvan,
I
want to
wait till we switch.
Sylvan.
All this stuff and
my room in the basement is messy.
MRIs and all this.
Yeah. MRIs and all this.
Let me start recording on the video holder as well.
My purse.
Oh, what the
tap tap.
MRIs.
So I called up.
I'm monitoring. Okay, we're on.
I'm gonna wait till we switch.
What are you doing?
Fingering my hole to Sylvia Brownst. What are you doing? Playing with your Android phone?
Happy Saturday.
Thanks. It's been a while with the silence. Oh. What is that noise?
What noise?
I hear like click tuning.
Excuse me?
I hear some sort of a cellular phone.
There's no cellular phone.
Hold on, somebody's spying on me. What do you want? I'm doing a podcast, I can't.
You want to play with your vagina?
I can't. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working.
Lols.
Yeah,
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday. Layups. Clayups.
Layups.
I don't want to see my face. I want to watch a Gayle King video. I really like that. That was my favorite. That's my favorite. So we're going to watch that in its entirety.
I would enjoy that.
Collect
it's
our thoughts.
It starts to grum.
It is a good way.
Wetting your Spanx.
Shush, don't give them a hint.
Oh.
We'll give the audience a chance to donate money to ours. Oh, that's,
yes.
Oh, wait, that's not it. That's Big Black Dick 3, third lag. Oh, no.
Dorm.
Cheryl, you can't do that. Stop it. You're ruining my concentration. I hate that. My concentration camp.
I got to get my pickles.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. What is this, Lil Rilch?
I was going to make a
I love this one. Cooking. No, this is what I'll put on the visual holder while we talk. Hold on, because this is a good one.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
this is nice. The LaRilch. The new LaRilch. I think that's the best LaRilch ever, actually.
Which one? The mother?
No, you'll see it. You should see it on the screen. It's the black and white.
Yes.
Isn't that nice? That's that Cheryl.
That was me when I was a young girl.
You were a cute little girly.
Mm-hmm.
But Cheryl, I don't think that was 25 years ago. It looks like more like 80 years ago.
Well, that was when I was 24.
You're an old girl, not a little girl.
Excuse me?
You're an old girl,
not a little girl.
No.
You don't know me at all, man.
What is this iPad making all this noise? Panties. I got a box of popsicles ready for this grum hole. Now, Cheryl.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? We have not grummed in a while, and I'd like to blame you, but I can't really, because I didn't really feel like it either.
I did offer a few times.
You did? Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was like during the wedding. I had to go to a wedding last week, and I would say you offered once, but I don't care.
Because
I didn't really feel like doing it either. Yeah. We did a Seder grum, didn't we? Didn't we do a Seder grum, LaRilch?
I don't even remember.
Yeah. I don't care anymore. That's the problem.
No, listen, I heard something happened in an elevator.
Hold on. I want to get this Gail King business straightened out. Now, how do I find my holder? Oh, I hate you with that noise. Launch presenter, desktop, vagina holder on this computer. No, I don't want the in love it, thus and so.
Can't even type on the computer.
Oh, eat it. Eat the whole thing twice out with a spoon and a for to business. Select screen region. Full screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. See, where's my gremlin?
Hear that? It's a pickle.
Why isn't it working, Shirelle? Oh, no. It's not working. Oh, there it is. Okay. So now find the Gail King holder.
King.
It should be green. Gail loves Spanx, but so does... Oh, that fucking fan's making noise, Rilch.
Oh, God.
Can you see it says the Gail King show? We're going to play her now. Let me know if this doesn't work.
So before we officially start the show today, I just am issuing a personal appeal to Spanx in particular, because Spanx is my body slimmer of choice or girdle of choice. There are many you can choose from, and most of them have an area, and women, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. They have an opening that we can use to go to the bathroom without pulling it all down, because sometimes if you have a really good one, I've almost thought I was going to break a wrist trying to get it down, if you know what I mean. So the other day I go and I realize the opening just isn't big enough. And you know what I mean by that.
You're a huge cunt.
And so it would be me. I'm not a designer.
I have a large vagina.
About this, how he feels about this. I'm not a designer, but it seems to me you need to make the opening a little bigger in the area. Just because it would be so much easier to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because on some occasion,
thank you, Gail.
The area is so small, it doesn't quite...
Cheryl, I don't know why the OWN network is failing. I can't imagine with this kind of content.
She's such an advocate for consumers and women.
For the most of the day. I'm not going to get too graphic here. I'm just trying to speak in terms all around.
You know, Cheryl, I heard Michelle Obama has a vagina that's too large for Spanx's whale.
So you maybe it's a black thing.
And my suggestion would be this. Again, I'm not a designer, but my suggestion would be do the Velcro tabs so that you can rip it off, lickety-split, and you can put it back together.
Lickety-split.
I don't even like the little button things that you've got to put it together, because recently, I'm getting older now and I didn't have my glasses, I couldn't even see how to put the button together. That's how bad it is. So I'm thinking if we could have Velcro...
Excuse me, so since when do you need glasses to figure out how to work buttons? Don't you usually just use your feeling?
I wonder her pussy just bust right through that thing, because she's talking about how tight it is that she's going to break her wrist. Come on.
I think she may be prolapsed.
Things. No. Otherwise, and men, you're not aware of this, as my stylist said to me, well, why don't you just go? I said, because now if you go to the bathroom, you have to practically undress yourself, take everything off just to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So picture this. I'm sitting in the stall the other day.
Just taking a
picture. Maybe you don't want to. But I had to take the whole Spanx off. And you don't want to totally take your dress off. So you're sitting there with your dress around your neck, like you're in a parachute, going to the bathroom, just because the hole in the Spanx was not big enough.
Maybe your cunt is too large, Gail. Do you ever think of that?
Help a brother out. You can just open.
She said help a brother out. Now, there's something lesbonic there.
Open it up. Put some Velcro on it so we can immediately open it up, close it back, and then carry on.
I just keep trying to imagine like what she would look like without the Spanx. She would probably be as big as Oprah. Like I would love to see her unsnap her vagina Spanx right there in the show, you know, and just watch how her fat plops out of it. Wouldn't you, Cheryl?
Yes.
Yes, you would. Can you use a complete sentence?
Yeah.
I'd like a complete sentence when you answer my questions about Gail King.
Gail King, large pussy.
Popping out of the old Spanx, Shirelle.
She's a wiser. Sometimes
she likes it, but she's one criticism.
Shush, 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 shush. It's not over. Dress.
you know, you say, well, I'll just do it and I'll just be very careful.
Yeah.
It doesn't all go according to plan.
And never does. It never does.
It's not good.
Moisture.
Not good. Just something to
I do. Walk around with pee. In fact, right now I have pee in my vagina stockings.
It's a good question. What is with that microphone?
What about it?
It's very large.
What microphone? Hers? I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably just a prop. They usually just use those as props on these.
She's fine shitting dress.
And my suggestion would be this. Again, I'm not.
Oh, did she have a shitting dress? I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Put LaRoche back on.
When I was
having
my shitting dress incident with the chiffon dress,
yeah,
I was also wearing Spanx.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I need another thing to watch, just to have on the screen.
There's so many things to choose from.
What? No, not Maury. What about this? Behavement, it's called.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. It's called Behavement Trial.
Mm-hmm. Tickle.
What? Hello?
It's wait, a good wait, tickle.
I'm not getting audio. Hold on. Yeah, yeah. I don't think the audience can see what that says. It says, I will. It's a dorm thing. Still shot. It says, I will return to detention when I. Return. I can't even see it. What do it say on the blackboard? I will not return to detention. My behavior will change.
Excuse me?
It's a school. It's from Bad Boy Detention Number 1.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, I know. This is the.
So, how's the dorm and how are your benefits?
None of your business.
Oh, wow.
They're fine.
Did you get a 403B?
Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty happy. It's good for now, you know? It's good.
For now.
It's a better situation than, living in hell or in Paris. That
Not
sucked.
Really.
I'm so glad I came back, Cheryl, I gotta tell you, because that sucked. That really sucked ass over there. And now I appreciate this horrible basement even more. Because I know that life on the other side is even worse. Even
What's the
worse.
Other side?
The other side. The grass isn't greener, Cheryl. It's burnt. Mm. Do you see what's on the screen now?
Yes. Is it burnt orange?
No, it's just burnt. We have a song that our friend Mr. X made, and he made me promise not to play it at all until we do it live on the curtain hole.
Oh, will.
So this is a surprise to me as well as you, our friend who we can't talk about because he's very famous. And then I also have some video from Battle Royale if you want to watch Japanese children kill each other. That's for later, though.
Yeah,
you won't like that. Big Black Dick 3. No. What am I looking for, Cheryl? I already forgot. Whose pussy is this, macho fucker? Oh, no, that's something else.
Man!
What? Whose pussy is this? That's what it's called. I just thought it was a nice name for a porno video. Whose pussy is this? Man's. Cheryl, what am I looking for? Seriously.
I don't know. Somebody sent us money and you ain't giving me my money since we've done a Grom and
Cheryl, I told you, you have to let me know when, or because I can't give you that much money at once. It's against the rule of my religion, Judaism.
Oh, well, I guess I'll have to send you an email.
Yeah, you will. But Nikolai gave us $10, and Patrick Pades gave us $30, I believe, didn't he? Yeah.
Well, that was very sweet.
Thank you to both of them. Now, that's Cheryl, nice. There's something I'm looking for, and I forgot what it was. Is Oh, the song. Why do you keep forgetting what you're supposed
Mr.
to remember?
X, yeah.
Well, don't let me forget things, Cheryl Murkowski. Why is my Dropbox holder fucked? Oh, wait. Okay. Let's see. Cheryl, did you know that Steve Jobs died? You know that?
Oh, no!
He upped and died.
My life is ruined.
Okay, this is called Sylvia Brown. You ready for it? Sylvia Brown versus Jean Lacouie for My Name is Sylvia, it's called. I have never heard this.
And
it's,
you better put it in the holder when we're done.
And it is an original Yeast for Yeast Radio exclusive, thus and so. You ready, Cheryl?
I'll even stop chewing for it.
They start having the most god-awful rappings. Wings. My name is Sylvia Celeste Brown.
My name is
Duh.
My name is
Johnny Johnson.
My name
wow.
is
Balls.
Excuse me.
Turn up. My name is Johnny Johnson.
Can I have the attention of the club? For one second.
My name is Montel. Some years ago, my guide said, Francine said to us, take your index finger and you put it right in the place where your third eye is. And you can also salt around your openings of the body. Or your, like I said, your whole. But I put salt on it. Isn't it funny to realize that the vagina area is a tunnel? Every once in a while, I'll take my hand and sort of flip it. You'd be surprised at what you can do with yourself. Just for the simple fact of knowing where the pancreas is. Oh. If I put my fist in, it could be the most beautiful place in the world. It can have the most beautiful view in the world. Easy entrance. Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor. Boom. My name is Francine. Now, move. Hug. My name is Montel. AIDS. Whoopee. My name is Johnny Johnson.
My name is Charlie, your spirit guy.
How many times have you been with someone that you say, I'm the way I am because I was molested? Now, I've gotten into some positions, especially with Bela Lugosi. They weren't pleasant at all. No. I had one of these, I don't know what they are because I'm not technical, but it was some kind of meat. Being poked, prodded, and the guy gave me the finger. Thud. Don't ever enter my body. Sylvia is only a human tube. Because Sylvia has her own issues. We all do.
Oh, no.
He re-enters his body and starts making noise.
Let me tell you a secret. You may not believe this, but you will when it comes time. You could pull out.
Yay!
Dummy. Pelvic girdle.
My name is Montel. Huh? Well, you know. My name is Sylvain Muldoon.
I've been violated.
My name is Bela Lugosi.
Bela
Lugosi. Blue.
Oh,
my name is Sylvia Celeste Brown. I was also viewing the drinking of blood and a lot of other things that I don't want to go into. Orgies and everything else. People couldn't breathe. They didn't want to come.
Just take aim and do it.
Either that or I'll go over and hold it stiff for you.
Oh, shit.
If you're wearing a mask, put one on them. So they don't spread their goo around everywhere. Every one of us came. Yeah. Something's off. Yeah. It just doesn't feel right. It's almost like the feeling of having something itchy on you. I have to get it off my chest, and then you have your breasts removed. You see what I'm saying? I don't want anybody to catch what I might have. I might have picked up something that I don't even know I have. I don't want anybody to have it.
That's when we have to go to the doctor and get pills.
Yay!
My name is Charlie, your spirit guide.
My name is
Wings. My name is Francine.
My name is
Boom.
My name is
Cheryl.
My name is Montel.
Cheryl from Illinois.
My name is
Balls. My name is Johnny Johnson.
My name is
Now.
My name is
Johnny Johnson.
Pug.
My name is
Turnip.
My name is
Whoopee. Sylvain Muldoon, huh? My name is Bela Lugosi.
Move!
My name is Sylvia Celeste Brown. I am a working psychic.
I've been violated in some way.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad. How ridiculous is that? That's just as stupid as what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was amazing. I think.
Breaking news.
I think he must have used every single clip that we.
That was so amazing.
Wasn't it? Oh my God. I loved that.
Wait, please put it in my holder?
All right, I'll put it in your holder now.
That was so good, Madge.
Cheryl, this is your...
Wait, Madge, how long have you been holding on to that and you haven't listened?
I had it only about a week, I think he sent me.
I would have lasted about a day.
He said, well, I keep my promises unlike some people.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime.
You got your Amazon Prime, you dirty ass cunt.
Not from you, I didn't.
Yeah, well.
From that lovely Edith Brown. I'm just putting it in the lower holder, the root of the holder.
Oh, the root of the holder.
What is this misty bung tentacle? I have all kinds of things. I don't know if I can play picture moving GIFs, but it's on. Oh, and John Kobeck bought us grumholder.com. Which, if you want to just go to the Grumholder, you just go to grumholder.com now. Now, there might be more things in here that we have. Oh, yes, there's a whole nother holder, Cheryl.
Excuse me.
There's a whole nother holder of Sylvia.
What do you mean?
I mean more Sylvia things.
Oh, I do have something special for you, Madge.
One second.
I'm going to mentally walk around my kitchen. How does my chicken look on the table? I have a ceramic chicken. How does my African violet look?
Hope she's chubby, don't you? Guess what you see? Two huge brown snakes.
That's for you.
You know, kill my family, kill my lives.
Cheryl, if you want to play your duty, you can play it while I play these.
Kill my family, kill my livestock, but don't take me. Don't you just love me?
We have got to stop using organ language in our... Neener, 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 I've got a PhD and you only have a... GEG.
Yeah, she tried to burn my foot off when I was 3. And you know, I could walk around and say, I was abused. Oh, get over it. My foot's fine.
I like that. That was a good yeah at the beginning.
Yeah, she tried to burn my foot off when I was 3. And you know, I could walk. I even told her that before she died. I said, Mom, thanks for being the kind of mother. You know, and she said, you're welcome. Well, Jesus. Frightening.
They started having
to worry
the
about
most
devils.
God awful rappings.
Cheryl.
We don't have to worry about devils. We've got them living next door to us. Like this guy used to be in our group. Well, he didn't stay long. Not with me.
She sounds fun.
He said two things I hate. I hate Asians and a Volkswagen. I said, that's funny because you used to be both. Do you think we all haven't been black and red and Asian and everything else? Pink, blue, whatever?
Blue.
It's like when I went to Kenya and everybody said, so what did you think of all the black people? I said, I didn't see any.
Well,
I walked by this... Let me see that billfold, or I'll say, let me see that purse. Icky. I'm the woman in the book with the worm farm. See, I don't think... I just opened my mouth. I could keep you from walking in the cow dung, and I'll step right in it.
Yeah.
If you lose your purse, I'll find it. If I lose mine, it's gone. It's over.
Hurts.
Something's off. It just doesn't feel right. It's almost like the feeling of having something itchy on you. It could be the most beautiful place in the world. It can have the most beautiful view in the world. So my father and I, even though he wasn't psychic, were so tremendously telepathic with each other. So what you do, if you're wearing a mask, put one on them. When I was growing up as a girl, we never heard of fibromyalgia. We never... You will get to the point that you can identify the problem.
Yeah.
It's so-and-so. If you think about a hose that's filled with water and you close it off at one end, what does it do? It bulges. That's what you see arthritic does.
Yeah.
But he gave us all the tools...
Donna.
Not to be corny, but all the brooms, all the Windex, all the mops, everything at our disposal.
God gave us cleaning supplies.
Were you killed by a wolf, and that's why you're... Are you prone to bronchial problems?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath again. And feel yourself.
Man.
I want you to breathe through your mouth. And exhale through your nostrils.
Okay.
So from this day on, say to yourself that I'm going to open up. And then when you release, you're not blocked. I'm so tired of people saying, I'm the way I am because I was molested. Go on. That mother, that father, that molestation. Because we're all down here bumbling around, hitting our heads. If you're suffering with...
Get over it.
Because you're stupid. Now I've reduced... Don't let anyone, not anyone, walk on your planet. If I have to pick up 3 stones of ivory, I have to pick up 2 stones of jade. I have to put them in the middle. I have to dance around the table 3 times.
Yeah.
I have to do really this every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever.
Sunday.
Whatever. That's like saying whatever. The Jub Jub Sun.
Jub Jub Sun.
It isn't that we can't all be caught by fancy words and fancy... What does your gut tell you?
Yeah.
You will be a guide or have had a guide. Don't tell me that. I'm not stupid. I'm not senile.
You're not.
Not sure about that one, Cheryl. Not
Matt, sure. Are you done with that?
Oh, you act like you're annoyed by Sylvia.
I think that you should play my
Cheryl,
clip.
Cheryl, we've only been talking about Sylvia for about 3 years. You should
I think you should play my clip, which is called 2012 Order Fool, that MP3.
But you were playing in the background.
Yes, you should play it so it's crisp for listeners.
All right.
Creels.
Is it called Sweet Brown? This one?
No, but I do love Mr.
Was that it? Was that your waterfall?
More.
Yeah. Now Wonder Woman.
That might go good with your waterfall.
Isn't that black amazing?
Cheryl, where's the waterfall? I don't see it. Is it colored?
2012 Wonder Woman.
Is it colored or not? I don't see it. Color it no. So I can see it.
Oh, that's Rachel.
Stupid. Cheryl, what I haven't color got you a want year. It? I don't blue. Care.
It's blue.
Oh, there it is. 2012 Waterfall. 2012 Waterfall. You know that Mayan count? They just ran out of ink.
Yeah.
Real good.
You hear all that?
Yeah, I hear it. It's very nice.
So, I'm making myself a cookie in the microwave, Madge.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad.
That's it? Is it still going? Where is it? Cheryl, it wasn't that short, was it?
No.
What happened to the doodaying? I didn't stop it. It's only 18 seconds, Cheryl.
It's longer than
no,
that.
No, it isn't. What you sent me is only 18 seconds. You stupid, ugly cunt. Yeah. What kind of waterfall is only 18 seconds? It's 160...
I edited it for you.
See, now sometimes you fuck... You're not supposed to edit waterfalls. You're supposed to edit videos of annoying YouTube people that talk for 10 minutes, you stupid,
no,
stupid
support.
Bitch. No, you don't need to... You do not... Edit waterfalls. I need those for background. God, you are the dumbest thing.
Imagine there was you were nothing the with silence.
You were the dumbest thing on this side of Francine.
It was miniature.
Why was it miniature? What was the fail about? Why did you fail at your dutying?
I don't know.
You're a failure, Sherrod.
Oh, my cookie's done for the microwave.
Right, I have to get a box of popsicles. Hold on.
I'm going to watch you eat the box of popsicles.
Just talk. I'm getting popsicles.
I think everyone wants to watch you eat the box of popsicles. Am I right or am I right, Nickus?
Hold on, they're fruit boars.
They're so fine.
They're actually fruit boars. They're healthy. Healthy.
Right.
That is not healthy. Well, I guess we've seen Donna for long enough. She's not anorexic. But she might be.
Kind of
funny. Okay, I have this box of popsicles. They're called Edie's Fruit Boars. Boars. And they're real good.
Now, can you tell me about the Durham?
What about the Durham?
Is Breon still around or is he dead?
Yeah, I saw him last week. And I forget who's in jail this week. But the good news is I get to go to Black Pride in D.C. for Memorial Day.
What about Atlanta?
Who are you? I'm sure I'll be in Atlanta soon so I can see J-Maids, you know, because it's very dark there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good cookie.
I'm eating this popsicle on television.
I'm eating a peanut butter chocolate chip cookie.
So you wanted to hear the elevator?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's so sexy. Are you getting turned on, Shirelle, watching me eat this? It looks like Trotsky's penis.
Oh, God, it turns me on so much.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yummers.
You have no idea, Romange.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
So, well, the thing of it is that I was, I was going up the elevator with my aunt, who is, my mother's, she's a generation older than me.
So two old lesbians in the elevator, okay.
My aunt is married. She is a Jewess.
Oh, okay. Two old lesbians in the elevator.
And she has this really funny friend's name that she told me she can't, I'm not allowed to use it on the program because I've done that before. She said, you should not take real people's names and use them on the show, like Gussie Iskowitz. Cause, and then my uncle said, your grandmother would be very upset that you used her good friend Gussie Iskowitz's name on your show. I said, yeah, but they're both dead. He said, yeah, but she were alive, she would be upset. I said, Gussie Iskowitz was 1,000 years old when I met her at age 7. Who gives a crap? But that's not the story, Shirelle.
Okay.
This is not about Gussie Iskowitz. Or the other name that I can't say, even though I don't really remember. I just remember her first name was Cookie.
It's a nice name.
And it may or may not had a lot of alliteration in her last name. So,
Cookie Iskowitz.
No. Listen, we do not need another Iskowitz, okay, on this program.
I need you another cookie.
Bad luck. Good for you, whore. So I'm on the elevator with my aunt, and we're going up in the... Oh, I got to wait till I tell you about the hospitality suite.
Oh, God. Why?
Because it was so cheap.
There's no
Oh, you're going to like this, Cheryl. Anyway, let me tell the elevator first. But don't let me forget to tell you about the hospitality suite of this wedding. Oh, my God. So, so I'm in this elevator with my aunt, and I'm holding this giant box of goodie bags. You know how you have, like, for the hotel guests, for the out-of-town guests, which is everybody, they have a little, what do you call that bag with the stuff?
Yes.
And it's so funny because, my sister who was getting married, she's a real germaphobe and hypochondriac and all that sort of stuff.
Was there a sanitizer?
Yes. And I thought when I said, I'm like, oh my God, wouldn't it be funny if there was hand sanitizer in the goodie bag? And there it was. And a package of Kleenex and some granola bars. Anyway, that's not the point. So I'm holding this giant box of party favors in the elevator with my aunt. And this Eastern European woman comes on the elevator, younger woman with her small child. She says, oh, are you going to a party? And I go, well, it's a wedding. She says, oh, there's a lot of weddings this weekend. Are you the parents of the bride?
Two lesbians?
Mm-hmm. I was mortified.
I thought she said that, are you the father of the bride?
No, parents. I'm not a father. She's not that stupid.
She probably thought. I mean, you're a lesbian.
She thought we were two old lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was looking at that website about the men that look like lesbians or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a hospitality suite. Everybody stayed in the same hotel on the 10th floor. They send all the, on the information, they said, go to the hospitality suite when you check in the hotel. So wouldn't you expect that it would be, a room with some nice things, and a whore's devour thing, nice things? No. Now, you know what the hospitality suite was, Cheryl?
Things from Costco.
No, the hospitality suite was my parents' room.
So they're having sex and people are constantly knocking.
Yeah, they're 1,000 years old and they still have sex. No, so It's like a suite, but it's a crappy Sheraton suite. It's not like a nice suite. So there's like the room with the bedroom, and then there's the connecting room, which is the suite, which is about the size of this room I'm in now. Oh. And so this is the so-called hospitality suite, because it really, it's just a room. And then there's, you know, my mother's not the neatest person in the world, Cheryl. She's kind of like me in that she's kind of a slob. Don't mean slob.
Your dad bring you the DS?
Anyway, so the hospitality suite, and my mother still has one hip that hasn't been fixed yet, so she's kind of laid up.
Limping, kind of like Best in Show when that woman broke her leg. You know.
She's kind of just stuck in a chair. The groom's mother is in a wheelchair. In this so there's these two women kind of laid up in this tiny room, and then there's sneakers all over the place because it's just messy, you know? There's sneakers, there's Sweet and Low wrappers. And you know what the food was all weekend for 3 days? Bagels and lox, and that's it. Bagels and fucking lox.
It just smelled like a seafood paella in there.
And the other side, it was an interfaith marriage, Cheryl. The other half are fucking Bible Belt Christians. Do you think they even know what a lox is? So I saw this couple in the hallway looking lost. They're like, oh, where's the hospitality suite for the thus and so wedding? And I'm like, oh, it's in here. Come here. They go in the room. And they see this tiny room filled with a bunch of Jews. They said, you've got to be kidding me. They said, you're joking, right? I'm like, no, this is it. He said, this is really for the wedding? I said, yeah, here's your goodie bag. She just couldn't fucking believe it. So basically what happened is my mother set it up so that nobody who wasn't in our immediate family would stay there because it was so disgusting and full of lox. And there was a jar of herring. And some, what do you call those disgusting pastries that they sell at Costco? Rugulas. There was two boxes of rugula.
And did the lox stay out all day long for the entire time?
Yeah.
You go and get food poisoning. Oh. Excuse me.
But the fun part, Shirayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
I hate that fucking holiday. What a piece of shit it is. Especially around here. There's so many drunk people out today. It was disgusting.
It's for dumb white people.
But yesterday was May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Get it?
Excuse me?
That's what Nick Starr tweeted. May the 4th be with you.
Lol.
So anyway, but the best part of the wedding was that in the swimming pool, they had an indoor pool, and it has a crane for obese people to get in the pool.
It's to make it handicap accessible, which is now a lure,
Well, it is in that state. I don't think it is here. But it was wonderful.
But it's everywhere. It's a federal law now, apparently.
Well, that's ridiculous. The hotels are pissed. That's fucking ridiculous, but it's fun.
It's for fun.
It's fun because we were playing with it, and I went up and down in it. It holds 300 pounds.
That's all. That is offensive. That is discriminatory. Uh-huh. What about our brothers and sisters on the Big Meets Bigger?
Huh? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Big Meets what?
Beautiful.
Oh. Or I have another box where I put the empties. I go through a lot of
these. I ate two large cookies.
Could you say large some more, please? I haven't heard you say large.
What kind of popsicle are you going to eat now?
Well, this is the same kind of popsicle, only this one is mango-flavored.
Yeah, maybe. I wish I had some popsicles.
Huh?
I wish I had a popsicle to eat.
We're going to put on this video of a tranny fucking a guy. It says it won't.
There's other videos in the holder, you know.
Okay.
Sweet brown and thus and so. The results are in. Miss Cleo. Tranny fucks the guy, of course.
All right, I'll go back to holder.
The tan woman, my sister.
What do you want me to play first?
Fried or fertilized.
how you like your eggs fried, fertilized, the way you move your hips, girl, make me hypnotized. How you like your eggs fried, fertilized, fried, fertilized, fried, fried, fertilized, fried, fertilized, fried, fried, fertilized, fried, the way you move your hips, girl, make me hypnotized.
It was early morning, about 9 o'clock. Had a freak last night, made a body rock. Feeling kinda groggy, stomach tossing, turning. She said, was that your belly, or were those birds chirping? I said that I was hungry. She said, baby, me too. Why don't we go out and get...
Does this get better? Cheryl, does that get better? And we're skipping it.
Your side of the story today, what are you saying about it? Have you...
Oh, this is the tan lady.
What would you like to say about what happened in court yesterday?
This is you, Cheryl. You got so famous this week.
I know.
Did you do any of these things? Do you want to put your side of the story out there today?
Excuse me?
Do you want to put your side of the story out there and just explain
I'm
what's going on?
And it's proven. And the owner, the people...
hit the rock.
I would never, never put my daughter in a tanning booth.
No, I believe you.
We go out shopping.
Yeah.
That's what we do. I don't want to hear any more about this. And anyone that makes, any mother that makes an accusation about me is not a mother, because I'm a great mother and I would never do that to my child.
Do you think there's some kind of witch hunt out against you?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
There's somebody out there on my whole life that doesn't like me because they're jealous, they're fat, and they're ugly.
Are you going to stop going to salons yourself, or are you going to keep going?
She's set for life because she's famous. I mean, you are. They show her pulling her pants up. I love that. Cheryl.
Picture.
Who was this girl that you took, that you made tan, and how old was she?
She was about 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now we're going to watch Tranny Fucks Guy. Now, this guy is somebody I've actually had to film, and then turns out he's in a tranny film. And it's horrible, as you'll soon see. It's a mermaid, a mer-tranny. Mertran, Cheryl.
Why do we have to watch this? It's disgusting.
It's awful. That's why. Oh, look. I'm a semen. I'm a semen, and there's my tranny flapping her lips. Did you know trannies have penis? I mean, mermaids have penises, Cheryl?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
She loves that deek.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice music.
Skip ahead. No, she's sucking his little deek. That ain't good to watch. You want to watch the scary part.
When he sucks her deek?
Yeah, because it's really creepy. Hold on, I gotta load it into the fucking bullshit holder. Her tranny. Sorry. A little technical issue. Ew, this is so gross. Ugh. Cheryl.
What?
She's sucking her deek, and there's these nasty marks on her chest that I believe are breast implant scars. You see them?
Yeah, the video's a little delayed. If you tell me the time code, I can go to right away.
I believe it's 8:50.
I'll go there now.
Mm-hmm. Do you see the scars, though, under her breast disease?
What's wrong with her brain?
The scar is everywhere. Cheryl, this is disgusting to me. This is really about as vile as it gets.
Looks like John Ong. Look at all those scars. All over her body.
I know.
Did you get implants in her knees, too?
Oh, and she talks like a Thai waitress, too.
Look at her lord's peak.
It's horrible.
It's lord. Oh, look at those.
Look at her eyeshadow. Ugh. Now she's gonna fuck him. And you know what? This thing's even more ridiculous. That the bottom is a straight man.
Right.
He is.
How is he straight? He's getting fucked.
Yeah.
She's got scars on her back.
He's horrible, I think. Oh.
He is not straight, man. Oh, and he's got marks all over him, too.
Are you masturbating about it? Ew. I want to hear him talk.
Oh my god, she's got like marks on her back.
I want to hear him talk and merge.
This blood, what's going on?
I don't know. Anal leak is.
Go to 27. Yeah.
Are you familiar with bondage? You've been tied up before?
First time was yesterday.
Okay.
For bound in public.
How was it?
I'll probably incorporate.
Yeah. This beautiful,
is ridiculous.
How is your tongue? Shut up, she's talking.
Thank you.
So, it was very nice torturing it.
What was it like?
Putting my mark. It was amazing being a sperm maid.
Yeah.
No, this is such a fantasy come true. I wanted to be a mermaid for the longest time.
Ew.
I, you know, cry when I realized I was human at the age of four.
It could be the most
come true.
We marked you a little bit. You got some rope marks from the rig.
This is my first mark. I've never been in such an abusive situation.
Off here. This is what you do for the sake of art here.
Art.
All of this and along my back. I scar so easily, so I don't think this is enough to make my scar, but.
How long does it take for hickeys to go away?
I've never had a hickey.
Oh, God. No. All right, enough. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Panning Mom, Patricia. Oh, we already saw that. Fertilized. What else? What's this, Patricia?
I find nothing wrong with
more Tanley.
If people get. It to each his own. To each his own.
Look, they made her more tan for this TV spot. She wasn't that tan in the coming out of the car. They put makeup on her to make her even more tan.
No, she put it on herself.
It's blackface, Cheryl.
It's a tan.
A shocking image. A mom who tans is in trouble tonight because of what she allegedly did that left her 6-year-old daughter sunburned. Good evening, I'm Susan Barnett.
I'm Chris May. That mom is facing a child endangerment charge after she allegedly allowed that little girl to come inside a tanning booth with her. It's an accusation she denies. Eyewitness Susan Barnett Rocco has her side of the story.
This happy little 6-year-old has fair skin, light eyes, and red hair, not your typical candidate for long-term sun exposure. So when she told a nurse at school that she got a sunburn after tanning with mommy, her mom was arrested.
I find nothing wrong with tanning. If people get it to each his own, to each his own. I like to tan.
While 44-year-old Patricia Krenzel of New Jersey loves tanning, she says there's no way she would let her daughter in the booth with her.
There's no room, A. B, I would never permit it. C, it didn't happen. And she plays around. There's no signs, it says, and other mothers bring their kids.
Krenzel does admit bringing her daughter Anna to the tanning salon, but claims her daughter plays in the room with goggles on while she tans. She says Anna's sunburn was from playing outside, even with sunblock on.
I'm in the booth.
Isn't that dangerous?
She's outside playing princess, trying to be like mommy, like Barbie dolls and stuff like that. It's as simple as that. She does not get in the booth whatsoever.
Even so, Krenzel was arrested for second-degree child endangerment.
Look at her.
She says when her daughter gets old enough, tanning will be her decision.
That will be her choice when she gets older and legal enough to go into a tanning booth.
I'm drunk.
She does not go into a tanning booth right now. End of story.
So Essex County prosecutors allege Krenzel did bring the child into the booth with her. New Jersey state law prohibits tanning for anyone under the age of 18, and teens under 18 do need parental consent. The tanning salon is now part of the investigation. Live in the news center tonight, I'm Diana Rocco, CBS 3 Eyewitness News.
Matt, she brings her into the room, and she says she wears goggles, but there's all this, you know, I bring children from my daycare before into my room. They get burnt.
Oh, how come you haven't been arrested?
Because I'm infallible like the Pope.
Now, what is this lady with the vending machine? What's going on with her? She's kind of large.
Which one?
This larger lady.
No, she's hungry.
That now?
She's just hungry.
We have for showing tell.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay. But Cheryl, there's no. I hate those motion JPEG.
Open them. They're worth it. At least the Linkin Park Zoo one is nice.
That's near my house.
Yeah, open that one in your browser. If you had Lion, it would animate for you.
It is animated. I just don't think it's interesting.
Look at the Linkin Park.
I know the white ostrich took her wig off. Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the lady eating the pickle is nice. I think Patrick P. took that.
Yeah. Duck.
Duck face.
I like the picture terrible. Of my cake.
What's the problem with duck face?
I don't know.
Oh, I hate that cake. That's awful.
Why? It's a red velvet cake. It's delicious.
It was?
Look at it. It's red.
That doesn't mean it was red velvet. I mean, this isn't sweet. I don't know if they eat racist Velveeta cake. Chicken jewelry. It's terrible. Ugh. Stretch marks.
Yeah.
Getting hot in here.
Oh, nigger.
I love that one.
Oh, nigger.
Oh. From a Coco, of course. What the hell?
Excuse me.
There's Donna, Mertranny, LaRilch. Oh, here.
This one's nice. Yeah, there's.
Call me now. Call me now. Call me now.
No.
My free reading, but nothing about it was free. Cause I waited a long time on the phone before you talked to me. You said that you were number one. You said you were the best. I asked you if I would be rich. You flipped a card and you said yes. Now don't get me wrong, Miss Cleo, you may have some kind of life. But I just got my phone bill today and bitch, you ain't right. Now I ain't gonna pay this phone bill cause the card didn't say it would be this high. So when you don't get your money, honey, you should know. Don't ask me why. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. I don't think you really know. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Pick up the phone. I don't think you really know. Come on, Miss Cleo, let's be real. You like to put on a show. Do you believe we think you talk like that? You know we know. Miss Cleo, I think what you're doing is wrong, low down, dirty, and rotten. But I'll give you one chance to prove me wrong. Tell me, where is Osama bin Laden? I don't believe you're telling the truth about anything you have to say. Cause you never mentioned my phone bill, so I'm telling you I ain't gonna pay. Now this is your first reading, Miss Cleo, and I'm giving it to you for free. So don't come calling my house no more. You don't wanna fight with me. Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo.
Uh-huh. That was nice, but too long. Wasn't there another one?
You laugh.
That's just a... What is this?
It's just a bit, it's the same.
Now, the Mary J. Blige.
Oh, names.
These are weird. These are from Second City.
Well, that was the original.
I am not watching a commercial.
Well, why don't you use Adblock? I say it to you every time.
Oh, shut up.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Great meeting, guys.
Yeah, hey, let's go to Burger King and get one of those new crispy chicken wraps.
What's in the new crispy chicken wrap?
What's
in the new crispy chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce with some chitlins and grits wrapped up in a tasty cornbread tortilla drenched in hot sauce. Fried in fat Burger King.
The new chicken snack wraps.
Bring your homie.
They're off the hook.
Beep.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Good game, man.
Yeah. Hey, you want to go down to Burger King and try one of those new crispy chicken wraps?
What's in a crispy chicken wrap?
What's
in the new crispy chicken wrap?
Mary.
Crispy chicken tastes so good after smoking up a blunt, drinking a 40 ounce of Kool-Aid. If you feel what I'm saying, then you'll go to Burger King. Watermelon. Baby mama.
Oh, fuck. The new chicken snack wraps.
We take food stamps.
Damn straight.
Cheryl, was Mary J. Blige really in a Burger King commercial? I mean, I don't get it.
Yes.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
All right, boys. Enough working for the day. Let's head on back to the big house. Get us some of them crispy chicken wraps from Burger King.
What be in them new crispy chicken wraps?
What be in the new crispy
chicken? What's in the new crispy chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, black people, gonna smack it with your big lips. Robbing and stealing to get that fried meat, don't care what you heard. Chickens all Negroes eat. For your ashy nails.
The new chicken snack wraps.
Hey y'all, they making fried chicken for us at Burger King. Come on!
At Burger King.
Did you say lots of grease for your... Ashy necks?
Ashiness.
Oh, I thought she
said imagine ashy if
necks.
if you go on the YouTube and you say Mary J. Blige, crispy chicken or something like that, you'll find the original video where they pulled the iron.
Okay, on the YouTube you said?
Yeah, in the YouTube.
Right, and I should search for
Blige.
I should search
Burger King
for
Mary. Commercial.
Oh, all I had to do was type Mary, and it was came right out. So this is the real one. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
Oh, what's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wraps?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up.
Come and get it at Burger King.
What's wrong with it?
She's racist.
I don't think so. What's racist about it? I mean,
she's black and she's talking about chicken. What's in the little crisp chicken, right?
Cheryl, there was nothing racist about it. Well, I don't understand it.
That's the funny part. I don't know.
I mean, the parody was racial, definitely.
Yeah, no. What are you talking about? Okay.
You call another one like, you know, I think it was in 85, like when
the
all
fuck
that
is this?
Androgynous shit was
I
going
wish there was
on
a new Chloe video what was turd watch.
Yeah, me too.
There is.
Exciting Chloe. Things are happening at Burger King.
Oh, shut up, Mary.
Back to the hole, dear.
Nope. Oh, here, it's almost summertime. We can watch this one.
Excuse me?
Oh, that's right.
Uh-oh.
Good evening, America. I'm Chloe Sevigny.
Sevigny. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Oh, it's fucking YouTube. It's thinking because I switched it to full screen.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, screw you. Fuck it.
That's not nice.
Thanks for swearing.
The results are in.
Of what?
Holder.
Chloe. What?
Chloe. Cloaca.
Chloe. What are your... shirt and gift it to say no to Harmony Korea.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right.
Watermelon.
What is this?
Excuse me.
Maury? Is that good? The Maury is good or no?
Yes.
All right, this better be or I'll kill you.
Watch this.
I was young and foolish when I fell in love with Willie. He led me to believe that he was a good father. Now he has the audacity to deny not one but two of our children. This ignorant man thinks he can only make boys. That's his lame excuse for denying my daughter Zaria. Willie said I was out there cheating. That's why he denied my son Jamario. He was the one that had a baby by another woman when I was pregnant. Angela is the one poisoning Willie's mind with all these lies. She needs to stop running her mouth and mind her own business. Willie and his pathetic mother gonna look real dumb when these test results come out.
I don't understand. That was amazing, not really. Didn't Maury do like that for like a year? What's this? Mm-hmm. This is a Sylvia Brown. Oh, sweet Brown.
The president describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
It's a fire.
Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
According to the apartment manager, the fire started in a woman's home who is wheelchair bound.
It's a nice remix of her.
Oh.
Ain't nobody got time for that auto-tune remix.
What is this, yeah. Finding Goatsy?
That's a nice article.
I don't want to read an article. I want a video about Goatsy Kirk.
Well, you got to read it.
I had to explain Goatsy to some people that hadn't heard of it. Can you believe in this day and age people haven't heard of the Goatsy?
Yes.
What's this man?
Oh, nigger.
Oops. I guess that's all, Cheryl.
What?
I don't got anything else for Grumholes. Have we been on long enough?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Been an hour. Is that enough? Carol.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Cheryl.
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 Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I'm ready for my life.
Yeah. Cheryl.
Man.
Are we done?
Making hardly any money.
Yeah.
I've got things I need to buy.
Like what? Dilder?
Fuck you. I have plenty of dilders. I don't need any more.
You need a new tanning membership since your tanning got canceled?
I need new goggles for my daughter.
I'm trying to think, there must have been some other funny things that happened to turd us.
Excuse me?
Right? Like, I'm sure something must have fun happened. Some stories.
Like what?
I don't know. What about your vagina?
Yeah.
You got any problems with your vagina?
Of course.
Such as? Where's J-Maids, by the way? Speaking of...
He's busy.
Chicken. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Has anything happened in the chat room?
I haven't
looked at the chat room. Is it interesting? No.
Let's see. No.
No. Okay, that's a no.
Abortion.
Edith Bunker's there, though.
She's been silent.
Yeah.
Now, are you excited for High Hair's new album?
Oh, no.
5 days.
Nope.
Okay. It's just wondering.
Nope.
Excuse me?
You have a fan. Somebody wrote, when are you going to Real Grum again, Railch? Good question. When? Never.
Never. Most likely. Yeah. I don't want to, you know, disappoint anybody.
How have you had any new abortions?
Excuse me?
Aborting many babies lately.
Matt, I mean, honestly, do you still have to ask that question?
Well, I'd like to hear about it.
Of course I have.
Well, how did you get pregnant most recently? How many you got burning up from for your love, ready to go down the pipe?
A few ago, it was as a result of the incident with the Lord Black.
What do you mean?
The Lord Black that raped me.
What? Oh, you got pregnant from the rape.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. What are you going to... So how long are you going to wait before the abortion?
Oh, I had
the other side of the brain said, dummy.
That wasn't what I meant to do. I'm sure you can't imagine which one I meant to do. Oops.
People say, oh, it must be wonderful to live with Sylvia. She just sits around and talks psychic all the time. If I put my fist in... Where's my purse?
Cheryl?
Where's my purse?
Cheryl? So how many months pregnant are you going to do the rape victim baby?
Oh, that was right away. I can't handle having a black inside of me. What?
Is that heavy?
What, man?
Duty. Remember that? The theme song for True Duty.
So many memories.
This.
Dolores Shepherd. Dolores Shepherd.
Saint Teresa just died.
And I'm too heavy on my
feet. Dolores Shepherd.
And I'm too heavy on my feet. High cholesterol.
It stinks so bad.
And I'm too heavy on my
feet. Dolores Shepherd.
Saint Teresa just died.
And I'm too heavy on my
feet.
Father, help us to eat healthy. I know we cook with fatback and all that stuff.
It stinks so bad.
High cholesterol.
Father, help. Diabetes.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
Oh my God, do you know who you said you were and what you said to us? And I said, oh, Lord God. Of course, I'm double jointed. There might have been drugs or alcohol. It's always, but what if? By surviving this hellhole where everything is passing, we're on literally, somebody could tell us that we were.
Just take aim and do it. You don't need to tell me. I've been violated in some way.
Did you go into a hypnotic alpha wave state, Shariah?
Of course I did. Because you keep doing the feet.
Oh my God. See, Aunt Teresa just died.
Aunt Teresa died. She was so fat. I haven't memorized, Cheryl.
Pickle.
Oh my God.
Pickle.
Oh my God.
Pickle. Pickle.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now look at there. You don't have that, right?
Girls.
This is the 20. Oh. Should I remix an older. Let's remix 2012 Waterfall with 2011 Waterfall.
That would be nice.
They're both playing, as you would, you might not notice, but they are. Oh, I got to loop the 2012, though. It's not loop, Cheryl. A lot of people don't know about mixing waterfalls for duty. You know what I mean? A lot of DJs don't play your waterfalls in the DJ clubs. You know what I mean? Do you
do it in all the big clubs?
Do you DJ with duty?
Yeah, in New York City.
We call the owls a full bladder early in the morning.
Oh, how about a pizza?
I like it in the pot.
Pickle.
Dearest mother, as a in Amazon.com. They gave me 5 stars for my book, which was nice. One woman gave me 4 stars for the spirit guide book because she said, not that Christ can't come. People say, oh, people get like this. Oh my God.
Me too. We finna walk in, eat, and gag, and serve the girls.
Nigger.
Walk in, eat, and gag, and serve the girls.
Girl.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What?
That's boring.
I don't black hands are the devil's playground.
You want me to stop it?
Yeah.
I heard Wintered Wisdom is out of business and she started a new career as a radio host.
She's not doing Wintered?
I don't know if she's or not.
Duty.
He is not able to produce sperm cells. It's normal for her to have a vagina.
Hey, Cheryl. It's Madge.
It's all yours. It's all yours.
You mean the pussy is yours?
It's all yours.
Father, help us.
Go to hell.
They are sentinel figures like rocks. Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor.
Cheryl.
I was offering to tell you a story.
Tell the story. I'm done playing Cleops.
Thank you.
Are you done yet?
I wanted to tell you a story about the first time I discovered the joy of abortions.
Okay, but first I need to switch to your picture of LaRilch so they can see who who's talking.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You're on TV now.
Okay. Many years ago, when I was 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have not yet discovered the joy that we call abortion, that I call the gift that keeps on giving and preserving your lifestyle choices. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I was about 25.
Yeah.
And I had my first a serious boyfriend. I had met him on the way back to school. I was a little girl.
Where were you going to school, honey?
Excuse me?
Where? Vassar?
One of those kind of... I can't even disclose that.
Harvard? Was it Harvard?
Yes.
Okay.
Harvard Business School. TM registered copyright. I didn't even think I built this empire.
Checking.
Now... I was on the way back to my dorm,
yeah.
And I got raped by a Latino man, okay?
A Latino?
Yes.
Okay.
He had a very large dick,
yeah.
And small...
Boobs.
Small boobs. Small boobs, okay?
I hate small boobs.
But the bowels contained a surprising amount of seminal fluid, which soon filled my anus and my vagina, which had recently been fused into one pool.
But Cheryl, you do realize that the seminal fluid comes from the prostate, not from the testicles.
Man.
Semen comes from the testicles.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was not anticipating the amount of fluid.
All right.
Okay. He had a very large prostate, probably inflamed.
It's like a walnut, you know.
No, he filled me up with so much fluid that when he stopped gagging me and holding me down, I squeezed out as much as I could, which it made it look like I was coming, but it was really just fluid anyways.
Oh, also the Cowper's gland, says Match. Don't forget the Cowper's gland. Go ahead.
So, after a few days, I noticed that I was feeling sick in the morning. I also noticed that my constant period was no longer. And that I was more
your constant period.
Yes.
You mean you'll bleed every day?
Well, almost every day.
Its period is only supposed to be 5 days a month. What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's like period end of a sentence for me.
Okay.
So my spotting had stopped.
Yeah.
And instead I had this horrible feeling like something was growing inside of me and sucking my energy out.
Yeah.
So I took a trip to the Walgreens.
Okay.
As we all know, that's my favorite place to go.
Of course.
Aside from the CVS.
I love the Walgreens too. Me turd. And you know, they built a new Walgreens right directly next to the Cocoa door.
I walked into the Walgreens and went straight for the clothing aisle.
Yeah.
I figured since I was pregnant, I should get some maternity clothes. Right. I bought 3 super extra large t-shirts, each 99 cents.
Why, for maternity?
Yes.
Because you thought you would be getting that luge?
Yes.
I see, says the blind man. Go ahead, Cheryl. Continue.
I made an in-store purchase of a pregnancy kit.
From iTunes.
An iTunes cord.
I didn't know they had paternity kits in iTunes.
Maternity. Yes. Wire hangers for my new shirts.
30% goes to April, you know.
Yep. Wire hangers for my new shirts.
Gort. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Painkillers from the pharmacy that my doctor called in. And
kind of painkillers.
Funyuns.
Oh, I love Funyuns, but how does that help an abortion?
Listen, I wasn't aiming for an abortion. So I got back home and I was hanging up my white t-shirts.
Yes.
When I felt a pain in my abdomen.
Was it your vagina?
I decided to eat the rest of the leftover a tuna salad sandwich and egg salad sandwich that I'd bought from the Walgreens 2 weeks earlier that I hadn't finished.
Yeah.
You know, they got their wonderful deli sandwiches.
I don't like the deli. You know what? I like the sandwiches from the BP better. British Petroleum.
It's a leftover for 3 weeks. So I ate them because I thought I was hungry. It was not hunger.
Hungies, you mean?
Yeah.
Why don't you say that, hungies? Hungies sounds better to me. Hungies.
And all of a sudden, I fell down on the newly unpacked washer hangers.
Yeah.
And passed out.
Sure.
Woke up. One of the hangers was launched inside of my urethra.
That's the wrong hole. Supposed to be into the vagina, not the urethra.
I was pumping it in and out in a rhythmic fashion.
Pump it, pump it, pump it.
Writhing in pain and pleasure.
Grip on this. Pump it, pump it, pump it.
Soon, I was finally spotting again. But this time, it was a forced period.
All forced of your period?
I unraveled the wire hanger and pushed it deeper inside of my woman regions. In pain and pleasure.
I was just testing it. Go ahead.
Starting again, but this time,
that's how delayed we are.
Forced period.
All forced of your period.
Man.
Go ahead.
At this point, I could feel the thing inside of me stop hurting me. And I felt the rush of pleasure as I stabbed the wire hanger through the thing's body.
Yeah, that's not nice.
It made the sound kind of like when you've got like a kind of a jelly substance and you put a fork into it.
Is it like when you eat a spider roll? You know, that's a soft shell crab roll at the sushi restaurant?
Yeah, it's just like that.
I love those. Aren't they good?
Covered in wasabi.
I had a spider roll the other day.
Spidey?
And it was abortion, soft shell abortion, and yeah. Strawberries. It was really good. You wouldn't think strawberries and fried abortion would be good, but it is.
When I got that fetus sound, yeah. I smeared it all over that pregnancy test that was taunting me with the positive sign. No longer was I pregnant, but now I had a new self-esteem and a new appreciation for the art and pleasure of abortion crafts. I took that fetus and that pregnancy test, and I did an installation at the local university, and it was a huge hit, controversial. But a hit nonetheless. Ever since then, I've regularly performed various abortive procedures on myself and other women because I am a woman of the community and I do my part.
Okay, I have breaking news. Cheryl, this is weird. I subscribe to a Google alert for Cheryl Murkowski. I swear, just right now, 10:25 p.m., I got one. And it's one new result for Cheryl Murkowski. Quote, chiffon shitting dress, YouTube. Sign in or sign up now, alert. Published April 27th, 2012 by Dan Glad in 1990 for the lovely Cheryl Murkowski at whoahill.org. And then it gives a YouTube address. Should we watch it?
When was it published?
Just a few days ago. April 27th.
My chiffon shitting dress?
That's what it's called. I don't
look even know. Look there now.
Want to go there now?
Yeah.
I'll put it on the iPad. You just have to watch it get it. Was Goatsy Star. I watch it on the Goatsy because I don't feel like dealing with all that crap.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay, so we'll do camera. Here it is, the iPad. I hope this is worth all the effort it takes. The iPad. This is so cheap. YouTube not available.
Oh, yeah, the iPad is really cheap.
Ghetto.
I was watching Toddlers and Tiaras the other day, and there was a black family, and the father had an iPad, and he was recording his daughter with the iPad.
You know, Cheryl, David Serta wrote his musical is playing now, the one about, it's called, I forget what it's called, Sexy Baby.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
Go see it and tell me if it's good. I'll fly out there from Red Big, New Jersey. And
why don't you just fly out anyways?
Well, how long is it playing for?
For like another month. Just don't come when I'm at the Black Pride of D.C. because I won't
When's that?
Memorial Days.
Oh golly.
Yeah, you don't wanna come when I'm out here, not her.
No.
Okay, let's see. Penis and vagina, cock and ball torture.
CBT.
CBT, BBC.
Excuse me.
iGold.
Bye bye, Dan.
This video has been removed by the user. Sorry about that. Fuck you, Dan Glada. Where the fuck is that little fucking bitch? Let's find her. Do you know her thing? She used to be on our holder. She used to be on my holder.
Removed.
Yeah, removed.
Chimped out.
Very angry, Dan. Gladys. I don't know what you were doing. Oh, so this is what I was going to tell you. So remember when Auntie Vera and all those people on Mevio got all their shit removed? When they did that, I forgot, but I had like all my insane films were hosted on there too, and they just fucking deleted them. Fucking assholes. Such assholes.
Actually, it's on my website, you know, man. This is on shit in dress.
What do you mean it's on your website?
It's on my website.
What is it?
Oral.org/?. P=198.
Oh, for fuck's sake, just send me the goddamn click.
No.
I'm not going to type P equals bullshit. Are you kidding?
I'll put the link in the
Put it in the Skype.
Excuse me?
Or just send the Skype to my vagina. What is your problem? You got to do this ?*?*?*3
yeah.
Pi coefficient inward.
Yeah.
On shitting dress video. I don't remember this. On shitting dress video was posted by Shira.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Change it to the holder. Oh, no, that's not the holder. This is the holder.
Last week, I was here. You know, I was feeling pretty good, and I have to eat when I take this medication. I had to go to the bathroom, and
I went to the bathroom.
And I said, I got to go. I had the cramp in my stomach. I got to go to the bathroom. Like, but before I even got, I got right to the corner of the bathroom. Yeah. By the time I got inside the bathroom, I had on a wide, round chiffon dress, you know, with lots of colors in it and stuff. And I couldn't hold it. I mean, there was shit on the walls, shit on the toilet, shit on my all on my clothes.
Okay.
I had no change of clothes. It was the most humiliating thing that's ever happened to me. You know, so I'm in the bathroom. I have nobody to go, you know, call. Who was I going to call? I'm in that isolated place. Let's sit in the bathroom, wait till somebody come in. So I'm trying to clean up the mess. I'm still shitting. Then I'm nauseous. And I have to take my clothes. I have nothing else to put on. I had shit in my shoes, all my legs. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen that video, but now I understand why you talk about the chiffon shitting dress. I didn't know.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have anything else you need to show me related to shitting or chiffon? I'm into that. I'm into the chiffon shitting dress, Cheryl.
What happened to me was that I was eating...
Duty.
No.
Penis and cock?
No, I was eating... I bought a can of Spam, and I mixed it with egg salad and bought the Walgreens. And that made me shit my chiffon dress. You wouldn't believe the smell. Shit. Eggs and Spam.
That is a bad girl, Cheryl. Bad little girl.
Smell like a sausage bread.
You're a bad little bitch. You're a bad little bitch, Cheryl.
Tell me a story about the dorm.
Well, let's see.
Anyone lose money and get fined this week?
Probably. Well, I'm in Chicago, so we don't actually have the dorm. Oh, there's a new bathroom.
Excuse me?
They built a new bathroom
in the
dorm in Miami. Because it used to be, you know, everybody, including the people that work in the office, had to use the Coco dorm bathroom with the camera.
Yeah.
Including me and including Trotsky.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong is that I don't like to be on the television, you know, with perverts while I'm making a D. You understand?
Do they actually watch when people make a D?
Sure.
Is there a new toilet cam?
So now there's a white toilet and a black toilet. No.
Man, is there a new toilet?
Cheryl, so the thing is, there's a toilet just for that. So that's something. There's also a new room just for filming that. Detention scenes, and it's also a locker room, so that's exciting.
Detention?
Uh-huh. And we have a new VOD, so you can order, you know, just the thug porn you want. You know, instead of having to just...
Can't download it and own it.
Buy the DVD. Yeah, you can own it. You can own it. Yeah.
What format is it in?
Penis and vagina format.
Are you going to sue people that download it?
Only if it's legal.
Okay. That's good.
Are you going to sue, what is this? James Anthony is on, oh no, that's an old, I don't understand. Oh, you actually checked Facebook. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. That was just, you know, on a whim.
Yeah.
I don't do that very often.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Did we get any money?
No, just the two donations. We got $40 altogether. There is Dame Duty Stench, Maggie Smith. Yeah, I think
we're upset.
I think we're done.
Very upset.
It's Supermoon.
Excuse me?
Supermoon.
Camoon?
Supermoon. Poon.
Super Camoon.
Are you near... Oh, never mind.
What?
No, you don't want me to... Not mind.
Okay.
Supermoon is tonight.
Camoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're done, Cheryl. We're not talking.
Oh, okay. Well, it was wonderful to be on your Grum.
Mm-hmm.
I very much enjoyed it. I will send you an email now with what you owe me.
No. How much?
Since, oh my God, November.
I hate you.
It's not, 115.
Okay, that's not bad. All right, yeah, send me the email.
Not like that one time where it was like $400.
Oh, you mean when we actually did Grums?
I know. That was so funny. You're like, what? You can't perform tonight.
We got to get our show back to something. But I'd rather do it on Fridays. Can we do Fridays instead of Saturday pound sign Ds?
Well, sometimes, but it's a hoarder.
Hoarder?
Yeah.
You're a hoarder.
Excuse me?
Chicken.
I'm not a hoarder.
CNN.
Chicken yuckers.
All right, Gail.
Thank you.
Get to work on the Spanx.
I will. I'm installing my patches.
All right, I'll see you in about 3 months for the next one.
Bye, honey.
Bye, honey. Squish. Bye, audience, honey. Squish.